We are here in front of the White House and the Capitol, marching for our lives again.
People are gathered today in Washington, D.C. to push for gun safety laws. At the same time, hundreds of marches are planned across the country. Of course, they come in the wake of yet another string of deadly mass shootings when it remains unclear if Congress will successfully pass legislation to try to address gun violence. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Jennifer, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
There was an enormous protest nationally for gun control in 2018 following the Parkland school shooting. I understand this is, of course, organized by the same group. And tell us what it's like down there today.
Yes, it's organized by March for Our Lives. It was created by students after they survived a school shooting, high school shooting in Parkland, Florida in 2018. You know, today it's not nearly the crowd. I mean, this was called last month in response to yet another series of deadly shootings. You know, it's a small crowd, but it's a passionate crowd. I mean, I've spoken with people who've traveled for this. One woman came from as far as Orlando, Florida, where she said she was galvanized by the Pulse nightclub shooting. And, you know, there's a lot of frustration that not much has changed. There are people who were here in 2018, and they're kind of mad that they're here again.
What do you hear from some of the people with whom you've been speaking today?
I spoke with Lauren Callahan. She came here from near Chicago. She actually said she's going to turn 21 tomorrow. She pointed out that she was born just a couple years after the Columbine shooting. She is actually going to follow her mother and go into early education. I asked her about growing up with these active shooter drills.
So it's really all I've ever known. And, you know, I was in middle school when Sandy Hook happened, and I'd already made the decision that I wanted to be an elementary school teacher. And so really ever since then, I've been wondering, questioning, me and my peers have been wondering, is it going to be us next? Is it going to be our classroom?
I also spoke with Emily Paconi. She is a 34-year-old teacher from North Bethesda, Maryland. She was holding a sign that said, "How do I lesson plan for a mass shooting?" And here she is.
I was here in 2018, hoping that we would have had some changes since then, but super discouraging that we still value the lives of unborn children more than we do the ones who are living and breathing in my classroom.
And another theme here, you know, especially from some of the speakers so far on the stage, is, you know, the targeting of communities of color, you know, as we saw recently in Buffalo, where there was a shooting at a grocery store specifically picked because it was a black neighborhood. And the fear that that so many people are now living with in their daily lives, because, as so many here point out, these shootings can happen anywhere.
And what is Congress considering at the moment?
Well, which side of the Capitol Hill do you want to pick? So the House actually has passed quite a sweeping piece of legislation that includes a lot of things that the people here on the Mall would say they would like, that President Biden has called for. It would raise the age for, you know, obtaining some semi-automatic rifles and put restrictions on, you know, high-capacity cartridges and so forth. That is not going to fly in the Senate. The Senate is where it's going to come down to, and there is a bipartisan group of lawmakers looking at a much more narrow set of measures. One of them is these so-called red flag laws, encouraging states to pass them so that people who are deemed a danger to themselves or others could have their guns confiscated, at least temporarily. But we just don't know right now what is going to be able, if anything, to garner what they need is 10, at least 10 Republican votes for anything to pass.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden, thanks so much.
Thank you.